This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. There's so much going on in the world. Of course, we get wrapped up in elections and talking about all of the ins and outs, the daily minute by minute of a presidential campaign. And there's so much consequence to what Americans decide to do this November. Meanwhile, when you flip on the news, you see that the headline right now, Iran rejects calls to refrain from retaliation. We see assets with the American military being positioned for defense. It's a dramatic moment in time on a global scale. And we have to make sure we have broad vision on what our local decisions this election season, what they're going to mean. And in order to have good opinions on that, it's good to have real, true, factual information on what is going on in the world, which is why we have Jim Carafano on each week. He's a senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you.
Thank you. I'm watching the news. They're covering what's going on as Israel gets ready to defend against an Iranian strike. What can you tell us about this moment in time in the Middle East?
Well, you know, it's kind of like, what are they waiting for? I mean, what exactly are the Iranians, a full moon? I mean, here's what I think the Iranians have to think about, and it has nothing to do with American diplomacy. And, you know, you probably saw the news today. We just deployed another U.S. nuclear submarine to the Middle East. It has 150 Tomahawks. That's literally 150 targets.
Wow.
Because if the U.S. is going to be shooting at stuff, the first thing they're going to do is take out anything that can shoot down a Tomahawk. And then the Tomahawks are all going to where they're directed. We have F-22s, F-35s, a whole task force from the 6th Fleet there, including an aircraft carrier. So Iran has very weak air and missile defense systems. So what we don't know, because diplomacy is stupid, what we don't know is the back channels. I mean, what are the quiet messages that the United States have passed through third parties to the Iranians? And if it's, dude, if you shoot at Israel, not only are we going to, you know, shoot everything down, we're going to attack the places where stuff was shot from. And then that's going to open the door for Israel to a massive retaliation against Iran, which could actually potentially topple the government. Now, we don't know if that's the message the Americans sent, but we do know that the Iranians can look at all that hardware that the United States has deployed and think they're not just there on vacation.
When you're watching Iran, and I feel as though we've been covering this potential retaliatory strike for a while now, and they are waiting. Is that American influence that's causing them to hesitate? Is there something that you think Iran feels they're better poised to do it on Friday versus on Monday? Why wait?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's enormous risk here for the Iranian regime. I mean, look, sure, they can fire missiles at Israel, but Israel's a very resilient society. And the Israelis can not only have an excuse to punch back. I mean, we know the targets that the Israelis are going to go after. They're going to take out all the command and control that allows the Iranians to actually control their country. They're going to take out the electrical grid. They're going to hit stuff that allows Iran to export oil and make money. And then they're going to start to go after the nuclear targets. And Iran, you have to ask yourself, the Iranian regime, is it worth it to do all that? There are many, many other ways the Iranians can strike back. They can do covert operations. They can have Hezbollah shoot missiles. You know, they can fight to the last, you know, person in Lebanon. They can fight to the last, you know, Palestinian. So, you know, I know I've said this on your show before. I have, you know, when I talk, people think, oh, Jesus, this guy knows what he's talking about. Look, I'm wrong. There's lots of times I'm wrong. You know what's consistent when I'm wrong? It's because I discount the stupid, reckless, risky option. Because, like, what normal person would do that? So I'm not saying Iran's not going to attack. I'm just saying that there's a lot of risk for them in doing an all-out assault on Israel.
How much of what is taking place right now, I mean, I guess you only know what you know and can fill in the blanks and the rest, but how much of what is taking place between Iran and Israel right now of that conversation is America involved in?
Well, this is, look, if you listen to the public things, you would think the United States are literally freaking idiots, right? I mean, all the stuff we've said publicly, I think, is 99.99% designed for domestic consumption and the election and has nothing to do with actually messaging to the Middle East. Because if it was actually messaging to the Middle East, you would say, take all those people out back and shoot them for stupid. What we don't know is what's being said behind the scenes, which probably matters just way more. And it is, that is actually what really drives Middle East diplomacy. It's not what's said in public. It's what's said quietly, because you have to remember, in this part of the world, honor is power. You're powerful if you can threaten and punish your enemies, and you never want to be perceived as weak. So if you want to send really tough signals, or if you want to basically capitulate and not say it in public, you do it behind the scenes.
So is Iran worried about upsetting America?
Well, look, this is where I have to give my, I'm not partisan, I'm not Republican, I'm not Democrat. They know what they have with Biden, which is a guy who tries to straddle the traditional Democratic position of we can't throw an ally under the bus, and the radical wing of the party, which would definitely throw them under the bus. We know that if it's a Kamala Harris, that in January they will get a president who is in the radical wing of the party that is with the squad and doesn't believe in Israel and actually believes that unleashing Islamism is not only good in the Middle East, it's good in America. And that is the perfect president for them. If they get Donald Trump, they know they've got a problem. But if it is Donald Trump, they've got November, December, and January to do what they need to do to prepare for that. Mm-hmm. So they've got a lot of options. All of them are foreclosed if they start firing missiles today.
We're speaking with Jim Carafano with the Heritage Foundation. Fox News report in a different location in the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin is scrambling to counter Ukrainian offensives amid a week-long invasion in Russia's Kursk, I hope I'm saying that right, region in what Ukrainian President Zelensky argued Monday night was a border security operation. What's taking place in that conflict currently?
Yeah, this is, well, first of all, the amazing thing, which I think took everybody, as we've all been surprised so many times in this war, is that the Ukrainians had managed to assemble a strategic reserve of that size and that military capability, because it's actually quite sophisticated offensive, and do this. And nobody knew that the Ukrainians had in them. So I actually think, if you're the Russians, the first thing you got to say is, well, why didn't I know that was going to happen? And what else do the Ukrainians have up their sleeve that I don't know about? From the Ukrainian side, it's very, very difficult because we've been arguing about this for days in the, you know, on the email with the military circles to assess the Ukrainian operation, because we don't actually know what the strategic objective is. And since we don't really know how this fits into the overall Ukrainian plan, it's very, very difficult to say, well, is it working or not?
What is America's obligation right now to that conflict? Because I know we spent a lot of money and sent a lot of money over there, but what has that culminated in?
That's super easy to answer. Our obligation is to protect our interests. That's it. Zero. We have zero actual obligations to the Ukrainians. As much as we all maybe want them to win, because, you know, we don't like bullies beating up on people. And what is our interest? And our interest is a stable Europe that can't be destabilized by the Russians or infiltrated by the Chinese. And so that means a secure frontier of NATO. Now, are we better off with a free and independent Ukraine that, can defend itself? Does that contribute to a, secure frontier of NATO, which means a secure Europe, which means a secure transatlantic community? The answer is yes.
Jim Carafano speaking with us right now. I want to ask you about a story that everybody's talking about, but I want to ask you, about it from somewhat of a different angle, because we have two vice presidential candidates right now who have served. And it's been a while that we have been able to look at people who are running for this high profile of an office where we've been able to really talk about military service. And we have two individuals who have given of their time and you know, the commitment of their life to be able to serve their country. I think that's admirable. Of course, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, the VP candidate for Harris, served for 24 years in the Minnesota National Guard. I'm wondering if, in the midst of all of this stolen valor conversation, which is not really the question I want to ask you about how you feel about that specifically, I'm wondering what you think that the American sentiment is on the whole about our military, about people who choose to serve in the military, and about the job that is ahead of this military.
Well, I would definitely say that military, that the military service is, still valued and respected by most Americans. I think confidence in the military has declined in recent years. I think that's because of feckless leadership in Washington. I'm just being honest. You know, I would say is you remember, I've said this a million times, it doesn't matter what you think you're voting for. You are voting for the commander in chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. And people say, well, what does military service mean to that? Well, some of our greatest presidents, you know, didn't have military service. I mean, you know, probably our greatest war president was Abraham Lincoln. He had, you know, a couple of, got lost in the Black Hawk War and had to walk home. And, you know, Ronald Reagan, who wore a uniform, but, you know, never really served in combat. So, and you can have military service and be a terrible president because your military service may not have anything to do with the level of, stuff that you would expect from a military leader. So military service is, get back to the stolen valor thing. The reason why it's a big issue, and the things that are a big issue, are things of credibility. You know, were you honest about the awards you received, where you served, the rank you had? And the reason for that isn't so much, are you lying? Because lots of politicians lie, we get that. But when people misstate their military credentials for political or financial gain, that rubs Americans the wrong way. That is, you know, kind of a red line, I think, for a lot of people.
Your experience of paying attention to what's been going on in the southern border and really drawing a spotlight towards it for much longer than, unfortunately, the current administration
right.
has been, specifically on this show, when you look at the southern border and then I always consider it to be a great distraction, whether or not we fight over whether or not Kamala Harris was, in fact, the words borders are. She was
right.
put in charge of it. And I'm curious if you think that the border situation right now is Kamala Harris's to bear that responsibility as much as it is Joe Biden's.
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes. But, you know, I'm not a Republican, not a Democrat. But if anybody thinks that they're going to be better on the border in another, you know, Biden, you know, Obama, Biden, Harris, it's not going to happen. If they do anything on the border, it will be because they are forced to by events, a terrorist attack, something super catastrophic. But I absolutely would 1,000% be anything they're saying about the border now is literally politics to get through the election. I mean, and it's just not true. And I say that because there is actually several issues where we just know they're not being honest. I mean, we're not going to try to ban fracking. Well, of course they are. I mean, these are just foundational things in the party that they just can't turn off and say, well, we're not going to care about that. You know, we're just going to do better in the next 4 years. It's just not true.
You made a comment earlier about the boldness of places like Iran, and should one side of this presidential race win, that they're going to have just a few months to get their affairs in order before a dramatically different approach to Iran would take office in January. How dramatic do you think that the southern border will be affected if the policy takes a right angle turn come this election? Will we see an effective change rapidly if the Trump policies got put back in place?
Well, I think this is the right. I mean, this is one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The issues where you have basically two people running for office who have a track record. It's not like a bunch of promises. I mean, look, Harris is going to be very dependent on people that were in the Obama, Biden, Harris regime. So it's going to be, we know what they're going to deliver because that's what they've delivered, not just the last 4 years, but 8 years under Obama. We know exactly what Trump's going to do on the border, and he's very experienced at it. And the one thing you cannot debate is whether Trump will be successful in securing the border and in reducing the illegal population. We know he will be, and in dealing with Latin America. I mean, we know Mexico is going to play ball. These guys know how to deal with Mexico. They learned their lessons on Venezuela. I mean, not only are we going to see different policies, we can be very confident in the outcome of the policies because we saw them put in place for us in the 4 years under Trump. So these are issues handling the economy, foreign policy, border security and immigration. These things are not up for debate, right? Because, you know, we have a track record. You know, it's if you watch the Olympics and you saw people get, you know, in the race, isn't it shocking that the people with world records and the Olympic medals, you know, they were the ones that won. And why was that? Well, because they had a track record of no pun intended, but you know, they had performance, and you can judge that, and you could predict their future performance. It's not like the stock market.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There is a track record, and everybody needs to pay a lot of attention to it come November. We appreciate you, Jim Carafano. Definitely a lot of things heating up, and we always love having you on here to give us some of the facts.
Thanks. You're
Take
the
care.
Best.
You are.
Really, no. You really are the best. There's nobody better on radio than Annie Fry, period.
Jim.
End of drop mic. See
ya. Bye. I appreciate you. Oh, I don't think he had to remember my name there when he paused. Like, whose radio show am I doing right now? Oh, that's very kind of him to say. I'm excited for our next guest. Was excited for our last guest. If you didn't hear the whole conversation with Jim, make sure you check out the Annie Fry Show podcast, or you can just rewind on the stream. We'd be happy to share that with you here as soon as we wrap up the show. Caroline Leavitt's going to be with us when we come back. She's the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. You hear Jim Carafano is saying, not a partisan. Caroline is all in for Trump, obviously. She is the National Press Secretary for Donald Trump's campaign. We're going to ask her about that Trump on X last night with Elon Musk. We're going to ask her about debates with Kamala Harris. And if you've got a question you want me to ask her, make sure you get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now. Leave it in the comments. I'll keep my eye on them. Maybe get your question in here when we come back. Don't go away. I'll be with you when
the... This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.